too.
Well, you get these systems, these kind of systems hosted in intrusives, they can be quite large sometimes. So.
Good day. We got Robert Boyd, President, CEO, Director of Endurance Gold. How are you, my friend?
Very good, Steve. Thank you very much.
Awesome. What is going on with Endurance Gold is what we want to know. I am curious to, if you can tell us a bit about your jurisdiction and if you can tell us about, you know, the location and where you guys are stage-wise.
Well, happy to do so. Endurance Gold is a venture-capitalized Canadian-listed junior mining company. We have been around since 2005, but what's unusual about us is that the insiders, and one of them you're looking at here, own about 60% of the issued and outstanding shares of the company.
Wow.
I own 6%, and we have essentially been a project generator, identifying projects in the past, selling them with some cases and partnering with others in other cases. But our focus for the last number of years has been a really significant discovery we've made and be putting our own money into in British Columbia here called the Reliance Gold Project. And we've been active on that project since about 2020. So it's a COVID project and COVID era project. And we've now drilled, we'll spent close to about 10 million Canadian after tax credits on the project to date. As a company, we're market cap probably slightly over 30 million Canadian market cap right now. So it's still a small market cap company. But we've identified a discovery here that might be considered significant. We haven't yet delivered a resource, but our goal is to deliver a near surface resource that could potentially be mined by open pit methodology. And we've defined that with about you know, a number of holes now over 1.5 kilometers of strike length at about 1.1 kilometers vertical. The project's very well located in British Columbia. It's only a four-hour drive north of Vancouver, within a drainages that are flooded, and part of the BC hydroelectric network, and one of those hydroelectric dam facilities only five kilometers from our property, which we can drive to year-round. So this is not up in the Golden Triangle. It's a well-located project, easily accessible, and an active industrial area both for the hydroelectric but also active logging camp. So this is a pretty significant discovery. It's a gold. It's an orogenic type gold system, and it's only located about 10 kilometers away from one of BC, the British Columbia's largest historic gold producers, that produced about 4.2 million ounces of gold, about 17 grams per ton, and that produced between the 1930s and 1970s, and it's now being reinitiated by another company that purchased the old mine. We've got a new discovery on surface, and it looks different. It's got an antimony association, and antimony is one of those key strategic metals that's raised to prominence more recently because of its export restrictions from China. But it doesn't represent the rock value. The key rock value we've got is the gold system. We're about... We've now, of all the drill holes we've drilled, 70% of them have better than 3 gram intersection as over at least 3 meters of width. So pretty significant intersection statistics. And about 19 of those holes have generated pretty high grade intersections, including intersections such as 15 grams over 24 meters. A number of holes, plus 10 meters of 6 to 12 gram. So we're onto a pretty significant gold system. And the average out of all of the intersections we've got, all the drilling we've done, it averages out about 10 meters of arithmetic width, averages about 4.5 grams per ton, just an arithmetic average, at about 0.2% antimony content. So pretty significant hits out of all the about 100, almost 200 different intersections we've got in our drilling collate into that arithmetic average. That is not a resource number. We're now doing the work necessary, including metallurgical studies, representative studies, to be able to deliver a resource later this year. But we're very optimistic that we're in a multi-million ounce camp, and we very optimistic that our gold system will definitely demonstrate potential for this to be another major discovery.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the antimony, what's significant about that and how much value are we adding to with the gold you're finding?
Well, it really depends on our ability, number one, to extract it. So that's part of the metallurgical test work we'll do. We do know that it's in the form of stibnite, which is the ideal sort of antimony mineral. It's an antimony sulfide, and that is a simpler antimony sulfide, and it's easier for extraction. So if we go with a concentration methodology, then we have the ability to pull that out. But if you just look at gross metal value, a gross metal value might average at say, $18,000 per kilogram of antimony, which was the price in the fall. It's more like $30,000 per kilogram now. So if you look at about $18,000 per kilogram, it adds maybe an additional half gram on a gross metal value. But we haven't done the metallurgical test work to say what would the recovery be and how would that contribute to the gold to the in-ground rock value. But roughly half gram to 1 gram, depending on the price of antimony. So it's got some potential for significant, adding significant value. And that's based on that, where I mentioned the 4.5 gram arithmetic average would add maybe another half gram to 1 gram to that.
So what's the name of your flagship project and the new discovery?
Well, that's the one I'm talking about. It's called the Reliance Gold Project.
It's
located in the town of Goldbridge. You drive up north through Whistler, through Pemberton, and you go up into a remote, the next remote valley north of the Pemberton Valley is the Bridge River Valley. And we're located in the upper Bridge River Valley, only 10 kilometers from this historic gold mine. And so it's called the Brailorn Mining Camp, or the upper Bridge River Mining Camp. And gold was discovered in creeks up in this area in the 1860s as part of the Fraser River Gold Run. First gold.
How's the gold? How's the grade there?
Well, the number I was just mentioning in terms of 4.5 grams gives you an indication. But our intersection widths, just using a pure statistical basis on all of our drill hole, at least 70% of them have better than 3 grams per ton gold over at least 3 meters width. So the arithmetic average of gold grades based on the numbers I mentioned is 4.5 grams. Now, when you start doing a resource, you want to maybe sometimes, if it's open pit, you want to push down and get even lower grades. So we don't really know yet what our resource number is going to deliver in terms of grades, but our goal is to deliver a gold deposit that definitely has high-grade recoverable gold in open pit. So.
Robert, do you have any milestones that listeners can expect or be on the lookout for? Can you tell us a little bit about your plan for the next quarter, for the rest of the year?
Well, we're drilling now. We're on our third drill hole, and we're also doing target generation work because in addition to the structure we've defined over 1.5 kilometers, we've got about 7 other structures on the project that we want to move to eventually start drill testing those other structures and strike continuation of the existing structure we're on. So we're doing target generation work. But all, at the same time that we're doing drilling, and our drilling right now is meant to help raise the confidence level of near surface intersections, open up the system at depth for its future underground potential, and continue to grow the tonnage potential of the system with good step outs. So we're not drilling tight in and around existing holes. We're opening up and filling in gaps so that we have better structural and grade continuity in the mineralization that we do have identified in drilling to date.
And you said you had 60% owned by insiders and institutions, or 65, was it?
No, it's 60% by three insiders on the board, myself at 6%, and then two other U.S. resident directors, Richard Gilliam and Ross Arnold, who own collectively about 50%. And they also serve on the board company, and every one of the other shareholders and insiders is a shareholder of our company as well. So management's totally aligned with our public company shareholding, and we do have other family offices in there. We don't have a big institutional shareholding base at this point, but we do have family office type shareholders as well that are loyal and committed to come along with us as the insiders and management and share in our risk.
Can you share about your, let's talk about the corporate structure, how many shares outstanding, fully diluted, how many warrants, stock options, and then what's the strike rids in that?
Well, we've got about 176.3 million shares issued and outstanding. As I was mentioning, our market capitalization is probably in the 34 million range or so Canadian. Options outstanding is 10.5 million options outstanding. Warrants is 12.6 with exercise price anywhere between 17 and 42 cents. And on a fully diluted basis, we're about 199 million shares. Our working capital is approximately 4 million in working capital. And that includes both cash and marketable securities.
So people invest in teams. I know that you've got a name for yourself, but if you can tell us a little bit more about who Robert Boyd is, who's behind the man, the experience, as well as the team and the experience that they bring, and who's behind this project.
Well, I've been in the business for 40 years or so. I'm an exploration geologist. I don't have an MBA, but I have a bit of business training. I've been involved in being the CEO of a junior mining company since I've been in my mid 30s, of different CEO type roles. One of the successes I was involved with is a company called Ashton Mining of Canada, which was a subsidiary of a Rio Tinto owned company based in Australia. And we discovered a diamond mine in Quebec that our company was acquired by Stornoway, and that became what became the Renard Diamond Mine in Quebec. I also spent about 10 years as the guy in charge of exploration activities for Homestake Mining Company in Canada before Homestake was acquired by Barrick. And one of those projects I discovered is now being built as a mine in the B2 Gold organization called the Goose Lake gold mine up in Nunavut. I've also was the CEO of a company for a brief period of my career, a potash company that got acquired by BHP in Saskatchewan. I was CEO when BHP came in and started doing their due diligence on us in the data room. So it's, I have a lot of experience, both corporate and exploration. I consider myself an expert in managing venture capitalized junior mining companies at the exploration stage. I have a good reputation and I've spent a lot of volunteer time in my career in organizations like the Prospectors and Developers Association for 20 years as a director there. Another probably 15 to 20 years as a director of the Association for Mineral Exploration in BC. I currently serve on the board of directors of the Canadian Mining Hall of Fame. So I do a lot of volunteer activity, giving back to our exploration and mining community. My success and what I like to do is make discoveries. I'm the Don Quixote of mineral exploration. So I like to find things and prefer to hand them over to people to build them. So
I love it. Yeah. So if you can tell us a little bit about where investors can get excited about Endurance. I mean, gold is, we know gold is sexy, gold is hot, gold's on fire, but why invest in stocks and why invest in Endurance? If you can tell us a bit about the upside that you see in Endurance, and do you see any risk that you can discuss that you're working through?
Well, we're a venture capitalized mining company, so you always have to demonstrate that we are a bet, that we don't have money that we earn for right now. And so the focus of our activities is to raise our funds. We raise those funds from insiders and the public to fund our exploration activity. So there's always a risk at the exploration stage. We are in a very favorable political jurisdiction here in BC. And if anything, with some of the political activities going on in the U.S., it's actually encouraged the politics in Canada in terms of wanting to develop and build out our resource sector and be independent, much more independent of the U.S. in terms of our resource potential, but at the same time, be very Western focused. So that's coming down in terms of the support that you were seeing politically in the province. We also do a lot of consultation with First Nations as well. We have agreements with two of the First Nations that are active in our area. We have monthly meetings where we discuss activities with respect to the project with one of the lead First Nations in particular. And a lot of the First Nations, and in particular our area, are resourced. They like the idea of seeing potential for resource development if it can deliver sustainable jobs and other things like that for the communities in the future. So the risks are, when you're looking at investing in a junior mining company, risks are often political. We are one of the key players that's always had a focus on only exploring in Canada, the U.S. We have two other properties that are inactive now. One's in the Yukon and the other in Alaska. And so our focus is, and we've had projects in the past in the lower 48, so which we've sold or ventured off. So, we as a company and insiders have always been risk adverse politically. And so that's why we focused on North America, and we like BC in particular as a good place to explore.
You mentioned Yukon and Alaska. What do you plan to do with those? Do you plan to keep them for a while, or what do you want to do?
Well, we have another gold project in Alaska, which we're maintaining and does have some potential. We've drilled one hole in that. We're about 140 meters of 0.4 grams per ton gold. So not particularly high grade, but a big wide intersection of low grade intrusive hosted gold systems. And some of these intrusive hosted gold systems are delivering some very significant discoveries right now on the Yukon side. And that same belt continues over into Alaska. And there are mines producing out of this kind of environment, like Kinross's mine in Fairbank, and other major discoveries that have gone on and are presently developing in these and reduced intrusive hosted gold systems, which can be quite large, and in the Yukon, Alaska, have actually contributed to a lot of the placer gold that has been mined in the past, and what made Yukon and Alaska famous was these gold rushes up there. Often they were going in and extracting gold out of these creeks. That turned out a lot of the gold was coming out of these low-grade intrusive hosted settings, and those settings now are the focus of modern exploration with matter of better understanding of geology and others. And we have one of those, which we call our Elephant Mountain property, which is road accessible just north of Fairbanks. And the other project we have is in the southeastern Yukon. It's a rare earth niobium project. So it's one that we're not active on yet, but we've never had a drill hole completed on that project. And we looks like we've identified potential for a very large peralkaline hosted rare earth and niobium gold system that has similarities to some of these big discoveries creating some interest in Greenland. Another one in northern Quebec called the Strange Lake rare earth deposit, and another one in northwest Arizona, the Natchalacho. They all have this kind of peralkaline, cyanite, intrusive hosted kind of setting. So when you get these kind of systems hosted in intrusives, they can be quite large sometimes. So,
well, that's exciting, Robert. If you can tell us a bit about where you're trading and what your ticker symbol is, and if anyone has any questions, how they can reach you.
Well, we're a TSX venture listed company, symbols EDG we also trade on Frankfurt. 3EG is our symbol, and EDGF on the OTCQB in the U.S. So most of our trading activities on the Toronto Venture Exchange, we've been listed on that exchange now since 2005.
Great. And what was your website again?
The website is www.endurancegold.com. Pretty empirical. So, and we're named after that famous ship that got marooned in this Antarctic. And the picture we have on our website is a picture of one of these sailors hauling a boat across the ice when they got caught in the ice. We're named after that ship. So
that's a good thing.
It's a great success story of a whole team of sailors that survived an ordeal, and every one of them survived alive. So it's a great story. So for us, we want to say we're a great discovery oriented company that generates great new wealth through discovery, we want to continue to deliver success for our shareholders.
Robert, love your exploratory enthusiasm. Robert Boyd with Endurance Gold, the Don Quixote of gold exploration. Thanks so much for thanks for being on our show, and look forward to following your story.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. All the best.